it just shows you the quality that we've got in the squad, that they have got an eye for goal. Our goalkeeping coach, Dave Timmons, is very good with them in the sense he always goes around saying if you don't buy a ticket, you can't win the prize. And he tells them that on a regular basis. And fortunately for us at this moment in time, people are buying tickets and having a right good smack at it. And it's flying in, and long may that continue.
This game at the weekend, Bristol Rovers, yeah, bit of an up and down start to the season so far, but a team that have done really well since coming back into the Football League, haven't they?
You look at what they've done once they got relegated out of the Football League to come back up and then go straight through the leagues and be in League One and have a run like they did last season. You have to take your hat off to them. I went and watched them the other night against Wolves, and they gave Wolves a real good scare and took them into extra time. They've got some good players, and the way they go about it is good as well. And we are aware of the challenge that lies ahead, but we've got to go there full of confidence and try and perform to the levels that we've been performing at and more.
You sort of go to Bristol, don't you, and think this is a city that if a manager gets it right, they'll have a huge fan base.
Yes, you know, for both clubs down there. When I played for Hereford and lived in Hereford, you were made aware of that, the Bristol clubs then. And I think, you know, you look at Bristol City and what they've achieved and getting in the Championship and staying in there, and Bristol Rovers are geared up for that. I've heard rumours about new training grounds and new grounds there, so, you know, they've got some backing down there, and it looks like they're heading in that right direction off the pitch as well.
And if selected, up against Sam Slocum, a goalkeeper that you'll know well.
Yeah, Sam played the other night and he made a couple of decent saves for him, so we know all about Sam. He had a real good season here for us, but we both went different ways. We'd offered him a contract and he didn't quite feel that it was good enough for him, and that was fine, and he's entitled to that. So it'd be good to say hello to him.
Made a big contribution, didn't he? Yeah. I know he was out of the team for a while with injury, but
you know, Dean Lynas came in and he had a hell of a run for us. But Sam had experience in League Two and getting promoted, and he brought that mentality into the group.